This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
James, got to ask you your thoughts on that almost improbable comeback win for the Bills, getting a 41-41 over the Ravens.
It was amazing. One of the best games I've ever been to. I told my friends we got to stay the whole time. We all agreed. And man, it was just amazing. Jackson Hawes came through with that huge catch, which we argue about him, you know, and my buddy here is a big fan of Jackson Hawes, and he really made a great catch. And Coleman, I mean, he started off rough, and he really came through in the end. It was just amazing.
Almost kind of shades of the throwback game where fans halfway through the fourth quarter were leaving, and the next thing you know, the Bills managed to get a stop to come back and score again, and things really turned for them, especially after that forced fumble.
Exactly, yeah. It's just they kept going, and I tell you, great coaching. I got to tell you, I just want to thank the Bills for giving this community something to cheer about. This has been great. It's wonderful.
What made you stick around? As people were leaving, what made you stay down 15?
You know, the atmosphere. This is the last home opener of the Bills, and this beautiful weather. Where else would you want to be? And so we said, let's stay. This is wonderful anyways, you know. It's better now that they won.
Right. Where does this go down for you in terms of games that you've been at? This probably has got a vault up there, right?
I think it's the best game I've ever been to, by far. And I've been to a lot of games, and this is the best game I've ever seen. I really enjoyed it.
And Josh Allen, 394 yards passing, 4 total touchdowns. He just continues his MVP run into 2025.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Josh. We love you.
Zeke, just your thoughts on the improbable comeback, 41-40 Bills over the Ravens.
I got one thing to say. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? That's it.
Just your thoughts on Josh Allen. I mean, 394 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns. He just continues to carry over from his MVP season.
He's a monster, an absolute monster. Can't be stopped.
Where does this game rank for you in terms of games that you've attended recently? Is this right up there near the top? I mean, with about 8 minutes left, they were down 15. Fans were leaving.
Absolutely. One of the best games ever. One of the best games, whether you were here or not. Still, one of the best games ever.
All right. So what was it that kept you here? I mean, people were leaving, but what was it in your mind that just made you say, I got to stay. I got to see what happens next?
Special team with a lot of special players.
Just your thoughts on the big come-from-behind win for the Bills here. They beat the Ravens 41-40. In the
It was insane. Like, I thought we were going to be down after we punted with 8 minutes left and got the turnover. It was huge.
Well, yeah, it was crazy. And I learned something. A lot can happen in one quarter of a game.
That
for sure.
There were 7-1-6 on the clock, so I knew there was a chance when we got the ball.
It's only written in the stars, right, in that point?
Yeah.
So what was it for you guys? I mean, you guys are coming from Cleveland, I'm sure, with your parents, but what was it that made you guys say, no, we want to stay and see what happens next year?
I just always know we have a chance with Josh Allen at the helm.
Yeah, you know, I just thought to myself, you know, the game's not over. Let's just see what happens. And a lot happened. So, yeah.
What do you make of the play of Josh Allen? I mean, 398 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns. He's, you know, MVP of last season, pretty much carrying over, right?
Yeah, he could go back-to-back based on his stats tonight. He played awesome.
Yeah, he played unbelievable. That was a great game.
I don't know how many games you guys have been to, but where does this rank for you guys in your young life of being able to see these games?
This might be my favorite game I've ever been to. Night game, come from behind. It was insane.
Yeah, I agree. Best game I've ever been to. Best Bills game I've ever been to. Great time.
Just your thoughts overall on the improbable come-from-behind win for the Bills, 41-40 over the Ravens tonight.
You know, honestly, I did want to leave at the start of the fourth quarter, and my father-in-law made me stay, and I couldn't be more grateful that he actually did. It was a win that I've never seen in my 10 years of coming to the stadium for games.
Where does this game rank for you in terms of games you've attended? I know that, you know, with 8 minutes left, they were down 15, seemed like they were done for after they decided to punt, and all of a sudden things start to turn around for them after a scoring drive and then a forced fumble.
Honestly, it's a very different scenario, but this is right up there with the perfect game, the New England playoff game. Very different circumstance, but the feeling is the exact same, and I'm walking home with the same feeling.
Josh Allen, 398 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns, just carrying over that MVP season. I mean, your thoughts from Josh?
It's just a shame that they took 4 yards away with his kneel downs at the end of the game, because it was an above 400-yard game, and that's how I feel about that.
All right, TJ, I mean, just what a way to start the season, thinking it was 0-1, now they're 1-0 as they head to New York. I mean, couldn't have thought of a better way, a nice easier win, but certainly a
nice dramatic one for sure.
It was fantastic. That coupled with the Chiefs loss, the rest of the AFC East losing, and the Bengals just squeaking one out, you know, I'll take it. And I'm very much looking forward to next week.
Anything else you want to add, good sir?
Go Bills.
Your thoughts on this seemingly improbable comeback for the Bills?
Well, I will tell you that I called it third quarter. I said it's going to be the Buffalo Bills' greatest second comeback. There we have it. Need I say more?
Right, I mean, it's right up there with the comeback then in your eyes. Is that?
It is. It is. My husband was at that one, and we were here tonight, and awesome game.
What was it that as
you can't ask me these questions.
as people started to leave the game, there were people that were leaving with about 8 minutes left, down 15. What was it in your mind that was just like, no, we have to stay and see what happens next?
The fat lady didn't sing. So you can't leave before the fat lady sings, so... Game wasn't over.
And it was Josh Allen that really kind of put the team on his back. He 398 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns, just carrying over the MVP play from
last
season.
He's the best, yes. Everybody loves him. Did a great job. We loved it. We had a riot. It was a great game. Go Bills.
Where's your heart rate after this game? Just because, hey, I'm sure people could have thought of better ways to get, you know, to start the season off with a win, but this one just getting the heart rate going, right?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yep. Ups and downs, always great when you pull out a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.